Okay.
Hello, 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 hello. Is that better?
I don't know. I don't know for
it's being... It's Christmas Eve, and the elves have been messing around with the board. Good
this
morning,
everybody.
This is a
everybody. Wonderful start.
It's Holly Tanner and Justin...
I still can't hear.
Justin
okay,
Weaver.
Now I can hear. There we go.
I
Hi, everybody.
I just worked the board. Oh, I'm so proud
oh
of myself.
Oh, my God in heaven.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to Something to Talk About with Holly Tanner and...
And Justin Weaver, and our music. I can still hear our music in the background.
Okay.
Yeah, there
I'll
we go.
I'll turn Bonnie off.
There we
Poor
go.
Bonnie. Sorry, Bonnie. Right? We
Holy,
love you.
This is what happens when we don't have Neva. I think Neva's now in the hospital. She's got a doctor's appointment.
Oh, well, we're thinking fondly of her. Merry Christmas. We hope everything's fine. You can join Neva on New Year's Eve at the Noche Vieja at the Half Moon. That's New Year's Eve. There'll be live music. And that's Thursday, December 31st, starting at 8 p.m. So Neva will be there with live music, and there's going to be food and cocktails and fortune cookies and pagan rituals and a bonfire. Always good things to have on New Year's Eve.
Oh
so
my.
How are you, Justin? Are you ready for Christmas?
I am. You know what? I keep on stumbling into Barnes & Nobles in hopes that I'll see Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett, but I haven't seen
I know,
them yet.
Me too. Like,
but I've got most of my shopping done.
Well, yeah, me too. I have a few more things to get today, and thank goodness. So that's why we have... I hope this our special guest is ready. Are you ready? We have Santa. Talk right into the mic, Santa. We don't want to miss it.
Santa's never finished. Year-round, I'm busy.
Now, Santa, you were supposed to be here two Wednesdays ago, but
right.
Our sources tell us that you were stuck on a chimney. Your bag got wedged in between a chimney and something else. So can you tell us a little bit about that story?
Well, I do have a very big bag. And
oh.
Sometimes it does That's... get wedged in things.
Oh,
so.
My God. Santa. Okay. You might want to shield
toys.
The baby's ears
sure.
from this. We didn't know it was going to go this way with Santa. We were expecting it from his elf that's here. Say hi, Miss Elf number one.
Ho, ho, ho. I'm number one elf.
The number one elf is here with Santa. So tell
Trying
us.
Trying to keep him in line.
How,
we have a very busy schedule.
How is Santa, though, to work for?
You know, it could be worse.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, but he's very good.
You could work with me.
Is he jolly?
All the time. He laughs and laughs and laughs. And he eats cookies all day long.
He's laughing now.
He's eating Trixie cookies, isn't he?
Oh, Trixie.
He loves Trixie cookies.
Oh, yes. We should tell everybody that we do have another guest here in the studio, and that's Miss Trixie Star. Trix, say hello.
Hello, Hudson. How you doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We'll be getting to Trixie a little bit later.
A little later. We had to throw in the
Yeah, we want to remind
thing.
Everybody that since Santa's here with his number one elf, please, you know, gather your babies up and call us here live and have your babies talk to Santa and the elf and have your babies ask them for what they want, you know, tell them what
it
they want
be,
for Christmas.
It will be G-rated if you call. The number is 518-828-0290. So do call in, and yes, we're planning a fun show today. We have not been in the eggnog yet, even though it may seem like it when
I
we start
know.
This morning, but we're having
but
some
know.
Right now.
We have. The elf has.
The elf has.
You know what
else.
I just realized? If somebody calls in, there's nobody to take the phone call.
We'll have to answer it, yeah. Lynn, so, we're going to need
yeah,
help.
Yeah, somebody's
going
to need to go and answer the phone. But it doesn't look like we have that problem right at the moment, so we're
so,
good.
So, Santa, tell us about the elves. How are they? Are they good employees, or do you have to crack the whip?
I don't crack no whip on no elves. That would be child abuse.
Oh.
But they are very hard workers. They stay
oh,
busy year round. We
What's the hot toy this year? Is there a like big request for it was Cabbage Patch Dolls or
That was like
pie in the face.
That was 1984, Holly.
That was when that was my last visit from Santa.
Oh my God.
Well, you haven't been a very good girl.
1986 just beeped in with their garbage pail kids. Okay. So Santa found that funny. Thank you, Santa. Now Santa, I have a question because there are many years that I requested certain gifts. And I did not receive them. Now, do you just ignore certain requests or do the gifts that are requested, do those go to another boy and girl that deserves them more? I've always wondered that.
Well, there have been some years where you weren't the best little boy, sir. So, yes, those gifts did
okay.
go to another child.
Yeah. Okay, so we have to remember that. If you don't get everything on your list, it's because you weren't 100% nice
That's not
on the
always
nice
the
list.
Case.
Okay.
Sometimes my elves do not work fast enough, so.
Yes, we do.
Ho, ho, ho. That's right.
I always have to blame the elves.
Santa is always jolly. So tell us how that works, elf number one. Who's responsible for the naughty and nice list? That sounds like a fun thing to do.
I am responsible for that list, and then I give it to Santa, and Santa says naughty or nice, and he gives the last approval.
Oh, okay.
But there is a big, big good list this year. They've been very nice children, and they've been very good.
Oh, good.
But then those naughty ones, they get nothing.
They get nothing. Not even the coal anymore to light your fire?
Cost money to ship.
We don't want to waste the coal.
We don't want to waste the coal on those naughty kids.
We need it to heat.
Elf number one is tough, boy.
But let me tell you, there's been a lot of good children, but there's so many children out there. We have to make sure they all get everything.
I can see elf number one is a little bossy. Is she Santa? Do you have to? I mean,
never.
She is my number one elf. And there is a reason for that.
Oh. Okay.
No, she's not.
She's taking charge. She's not Mrs. Claus.
She's not Mrs. Claus.
Somebody has to do
somebody,
the job.
Yes. Well, that's good. And usually behind every good boss, there's wonderful employees. So that's nice that he has someone like you to, it looks like we maybe.
Oh, do we have a call?
Have a caller.
We're not sure. Do we have a caller?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, so.
Jenna
wants to talk to Santa. Be ready,
is
Santa.
Is this my niece, Jenna? Okay. Hold on. We'll have to find out. Oh, where's Neva?
Nope, Lynn's gone.
We have Lynn. Hello.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Oh.
Hello, Jenna?
Say hi.
Hi, you wanted to talk to Santa? You're live on the air.
Say hi. Hello,
Jenna. You have been a good girl.
What did you want from Santa, Jenna? Did you ask for a specific toy this year?
By the way, this is my niece,
Aww.
Jenna.
Did she ask for a specific toy?
Mommy, did she ask for a specific
toy? Is
anyone
there? Did she?
Jamie?
Is she napping?
It's dead air. Jamie, hello?
Oh, I think we lost the
We lost the
caller.
Connection.
We lost the caller. Well, hopefully. Oh, there you are. You're back.
Is. Hello?
I have my son screaming in the background. Hi.
Oh, that's Jace. Hi, Jace. Kaka. He calls me Kaka.
Oh, that's fabulous.
That's another show altogether.
Yeah, it's a different show. We're trying to keep this one clean. So did Jenna ask for something specific from Santa this year?
She did. She asked for a Nobby, which is a learning tablet.
Oh, a learning tablet.
Oh,
Nobby.
Oh, that's good. That's
very,
good.
Very
I think they're
nice.
Like $149 at Walmart. Santa.
Santa doesn't shop at Walmart.
All the elves make the toys
That's
in the
right.
North Pole, so, right?
Right, and we collect them, and she's been very, very good.
She has been good.
Yeah, she has, and I know it's very important, Santa, right, that on Christmas Eve, all the children have to go to bed when their parents say so. So Jenna, make sure, because if you're awake, Santa knows, and he's going to fly right on by.
I know if you're awake or asleep.
I do keep
track of that. Just like I know if you're naughty or nice, and you've been very nice, Jenna. I must say.
Good.
You've been a good girl, right? How can you been a good girl?
I've been a bad girl.
Yes. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks for the
in.
Phone call, Jamie and Jenna and Jace.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
I hope we did that right. We're still on the air.
Hopefully. All right. I think I hung up on her.
I don't know what's going on.
And then I clicked that off.
This is our first day here on WGXC 90.7. This is our pilot episode of Something to Talk About, and we're figuring everything out as we go. And where's Neva?
So, Santa, tell us about the reindeer. Are they easy to... Oh, there she is. Neva just arrived.
Oh, Neva just walked in.
To save the day.
Love you, Neva.
She's looking at all the new chairs that were... Santa brought new chairs for the station, which was very nice. Thank you, Santa, for that.
Yes.
They're so back to the reindeer, though. Are they difficult to take care of?
No, they're very easy to take care of. They eat a lot of carrots. They like to fly where they shouldn't be flying. But I have to calm down. I love playing reindeer games. I do play
And do they include Rudolph now?
Yes, they do. They do. Well, Rudolph saved the day one year.
He did. That's
so
right.
So he's like a hero
and
now.
Speaking of that, weather with Weaver, I believe Christmas Eve weather is supposed to be like spot on.
Well, you know what? Spot on for the reindeer because they're not going to have any blindness with any snow that they have to look through.
So you won't need
but,
Rudolph.
But, you know,
year,
it's, right? You know, unfortunately, we want some snow.
We really
do. We want a white Christmas. And the only way you're going to get a white Christmas is if you dip yourself in flour this year. Okay, so you like that, right, Santa? So today, now that we're talking about the weather, we're going to get up to a high of 57.
Ugh.
Tomorrow, this is unbelievable, 71, okay?
Like
71 degrees, which is a complete record all over the place.
I'll be wearing my red shorts with my white
yeah, right.
Hawaiian flowers
I'll
on.
Give you my cell phone number after the show. Then we got 56 and then 48. So it's going to be rain, lots of rain this week.
Yeah.
No sign of snow. So we could possibly getting we could possibly be getting hammered in February
with snow.
With snow.
Okay. Ooh, let's declare.
Santa gave up being hammered long ago. I'm too old to get hammered anymore.
Well, I thought you were hammered right now to have this as your number one elf, but who's keeping track anyway?
We have fun, but not by getting hammered.
Gotcha.
It's making the toys.
That's right.
What's your favorite Christmas movie, Santa?
Oh, I love A Christmas Story.
Yes.
A Christmas Story, that is a good one. What about you, number one elf?
White Christmas.
White Christmas. Number one elf is old school.
Wow. What about Trixie? Trix, you have a favorite Christmas show, Christmas movie, or something along those lines?
I have my favorite Christmas album is the Barbra Streisand Christmas album.
Very nice.
Oh, but I said movie.
He doesn't have headphones. He can't hear.
That's all he's got.
Well, Justin, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, very nice. Also old school. I have two. I do enjoy Christmas Story, you know, on TBS, I believe, Christmas Day. It's just like all day. Yes. And we have it on all day, so you can pick it up. And if you leave, you come back and catch it. There's some great lines. But I am also very partial to Elf.
I've never seen Elf, but
Elf is wonderful.
Because the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. I can quote Elf all day long. I love that movie.
We should tell people, too, you know, in addition to having Santa and the Elf, and we're going to get to Trixie in a little while, we are doing, I don't know if you saw in the news, you know, Barbara Walters does her top 10 people of the year. It's this year, of course, is 2015. Yeah. So she just came out with her top 10 list. And Holly and I have taken it upon ourselves to create our own top 10 people from our community, whether it's Hudson. I did a specific to Hudson list, but I think she did more countywide, right, Holly?
I did. That's correct.
So we're going to be getting to that probably in a little while, right? Not right now.
Not right now.
Yeah. So just don't go anywhere. You know, we just want to let you know that that's coming up. Should we talk about other things in the news? Well, we should talk about, I guess, Barbara Walters. Her top 10 list had Amy Schumer, Misty Copeland, who is the first African-American ballet principal ballerina. Congratulations to her. Bradley Cooper made this list. Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders, the Amazon CEO, Jeff Bezos, Ronda Rousey, the fighter who just lost to Holly Holm. She, of course, was noteworthy in 2015. Donna Karen, who is, I guess she stepped down from head designer at Calvin Klein. And Tracy Morgan, and then Caitlyn Jenner was number one on Barbara Walters' top 10 most fascinating people. And just stay tuned for our list. Okay. In other news, kids in college are using vodka tampons, and they are doing what's called butt chugging. On a completely side note,
cover the children, the baby's ears again.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't preface this little tidbit of information.
Where do you find this news?
You don't want to know, but it is happening all across the nation. It's a new epidemic. Kids are doing this. So when your baby gets of age and he goes off to college, check in with him, check in with her, because now they are soaking things in vodka and sticking them into their bodies to get drunk quicker. And they are dying. Okay, so not to bring this whole Christmas show down to a screeching halt.
Wow.
But yeah, and that's happening. So I just had to put
Santa.
I didn't know where to stick that piece of information in the show, so I just thought I'd throw it right in.
No, don't even. go there. Wow.
What else we got in the news? Oh, Steve Harvey.
Why you don't get gifts some years?
Well, it's, hey, I just report the news, honey. I'm not doing it. I'm calling Santa, honey.
You guys are close. That's good. I know what gift you want there, Justin.
Hey, Holly, this is a
Santa baby
friendly show.
You just talked about.
Yeah, because it's in the news. Anyway, also Steve Harvey has been all over the news. Did you guys see that Miss Universe pageant? Did you see that, Trix? Did you watch the whole thing? Did you watch it?
He saw the end.
Yeah, well, Steve Harvey had one job to do, and he did it wrong. He actually named Miss Columbia the winner of the pageant. And in actuality, Miss Philippines was the winner. So for about 2 minutes and 35 seconds, Miss Columbia was prancing around the stage with a crown on her head that she won like she won. And come to find out, he did not read the card right, and the crown had to be taken off her head and given to the Philippines. Now, if that ever happened to me, I'd die.
A lot of people deserve credit, though. He fessed up and admitted he messed up.
Well, what else was he going to do? Of course he had to do that.
Is he still getting a gift, Santa? Will he get a present?
He will get a gift because he fessed up and admitted it was his fault.
I feel really bad for him.
Well,
that's
mortifying. The news this morning, he has already been invited back by the Miss Universe pageant.
That, I think, is a mistake. But
but you know what? Actually, I think it's smart and it's good ratings because people are going
to
tune in.
Oh,
people who never
watched
this pageant,
that's true.
They are going
to
be watching. They're going to be glued to the TV. So I think it was really smart on the people with the Miss Universe pageant. So.
And the two women deserve a lot of credit also because they were both very congenial and polite to each other.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Is someone in the other room crying?
No, I think they're sharpening pencils. Oh.
The good part, I think, about the Steve Harvey thing is that if you think in your everyday, daily life about mistakes that you could make, nothing is really going to be as bad as that.
That's a good point. Excellent point. There's always poor Steve Harvey.
That's true.
who embarrassed himself, and it's getting played over and over. And now Brian Williams is now being replaced by Steve Harvey for, you know, the memes.
Oh, the most memes.
Yeah. Like, you know, something happened and Brian Williams was there. Well, now if you mess up, it's going to be Steve Harvey.
Yes. I thought the people here at WGXC were crying in the other room. They're just sharpening pencils. So we're good. We're good, everybody.
What other questions for Santa do we have?
Anybody have any questions for Santa? Trixie, do you have any questions for Santa?
I think I'm good, Santa.
You are good, Trixie. You're very good. Yes, you
we love your cookies.
Yes, cookies are very good. Justin, any more questions for Santa? So really, Santa, are you busy or at this point, at this stage, if it's not done, is it over, like, too late? So sorry, so sad?
Elves will be working right up until I load the sleigh and head out with the reindeer.
Well, I'm assuming you have to. I did just get a question on Facebook about, you know, is it really, this goes back a la, I don't know if there's any, this is a child-friendly show, but, you know, is it the magic dust? How do you get around the world
magic
so
dust.
Fast? Cheech and Chong. You
enough
never
about
watched
First
that
and
movie.
Warren, honey.
Well, like I said, Santa
how do you? You're going to have to fly back to the North Pole. Well, did you come here by reindeer?
Santa does not get hammered, but Santa does have to use some magic dust to get around. Yes,
mm-hmm. It is magical
ways.
I love Elf Number One. Always trying to cover Santa's butt. That's fabulous. You do a good job, Elf Number One.
I have to.
Yes.
That's why she
excellent.
Does the
yeah, we
have
elf
a job.
We she yeah. gives a good elf job. What?
No. Listen,
oh my God!
Man.
No, she does a good
he's
elf
done.
Job.
No,
oh Jesus!
Done.
Wait, we had a question on Facebook. Didn't we have a question on Facebook?
It was about the magic dust.
Oh, okay.
That was it. That was the Facebook question.
Oh my God! Okay, so we might want to get the aux turned up for this next segment. We're gonna go into an in memoriam segment here.
Oh.
Do we want to turn the aux up, Holly? Are
sure.
you listening?
Well, let's. Yes, let's. We'll bid adieu to Santa.
Oh, Santa's going
to
go.
Because I know he has to get back to the North Pole. But thank you for taking time, Santa, to come in. We really appreciate it very much. And your Elf Number One out of your
busy
schedule.
Is Elf leaving too?
Yes, Elf has to get him GPS. We're out of here.
Okay, so Elf Number One and Santa are leaving. They will see you all. Well, they won't see you all because they will show up while you're sleeping. But they will be in your house, on your roof. Down your chimney on Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. That actually is a good. You bring up a good point because, and this was on the news yesterday. The train is going by.
It's the Christmas train.
It's a Christmas. That's a good movie, too. What do you do for people? Tell all the children listening how you handle if they don't have a fireplace. What do you do?
Yeah.
Well, I have magic
right
powers.
Into the microphone.
We can't hear you, Santa.
I have magic powers, so I can create a fireplace temporarily so that I can come down.
Great.
So okay. That's why you must be asleep, so that you can't see my magic.
I was watching Kelly and, I can't think of her co-host's name, but she said her children, or when she
Michael
was growing
Strahan.
Up. Yes, Kelly and Michael, and she said when she was growing up, she was always very concerned because they didn't have a fireplace. And
oh, no. I have magic powers. Okay. So there's always a fireplace.
Temporary fireplace.
Yes. Every apartment house we go in has that.
Oh, we have another call for Santa.
We have another caller for Santa. Just
right.
In time.
Just in time. So I think I'm going to flip that little switch, and then I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to... Hello, caller?
Oh, you turned it off.
Oh, good.
You turned it off.
Hello, caller?
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Santa?
You're on the radio with Santa.
Oh, hello, Santa.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I would just like to ask, I know it's very late in the day, but I would like to know if I could get a gargantua doll.
A gargantua ball?
Doll!
I have one of those.
I have one of those.
I would like a gargantua doll.
Do you make those at the North Pole?
I will get in touch with Gargantua and my elves, and we will definitely work on that for you.
And if possible, could it be full size, please?
We don't have enough of material.
You'll get that in 2018, honey.
Can Santa fit that in his sleigh?
Could you fit a Gargantua doll in your sleigh?
I don't think Gargantua doll would fit in my bag.
But you have magical powers. How dare you?
I could shrink it to fit in my bag, yes.
Okay, there we go.
Well, that would be nice if you could try, Santa. I really shouldn't be calling in. I should be working. My boss is on the radio.
Yes.
Oh, no, sorry, wrong radio show. Okay, gotta go work.
Back to work. You've been a naughty elf.
Thank you for the call.
Bye. Thanks for calling. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
All right, on that note, we're going to bid adieu to Santa and the elf. We love you long time.
I enjoyed talking to everybody. Thank you for listening.
Of course.
Thanks for coming in, Santa. Okay, and so we have a, something happened, Justin. Tell us your sad tale of woe.
Well, if you're one of the few people that are living under a rock and haven't seen on Facebook, I've been battling an abscess. And I have lovingly named my abscess Amara, the marble. Well, yesterday, I do have to give a big shout out to the staff at Columbia Memorial Hospital, specifically Melissa Hermans, who was my physician's assistant. And say what you will, people have had some bad experiences up there, but I must tell you that the entire staff up there is absolutely phenomenal. And if you have any issues at all, please go to Columbia Memorial. They are friendly. They are fun. They're efficient. I was in and out. I had surgery done on my marble that was in my mouth. I was in and out in 2 hours. Okay, so it was great. So what happened, they sliced open Amara and gave me Novocaine and da-da-da-da. I have to go for a follow-up today. But we have this little segment here.
Yeah, play the song.
Do we have the aux up?
Play the song.
I'm trying. Are you yelling at me? I can't hear it.
Break that would make it okay.
Well, we don't want it that loud because I want to talk over it.
Go ahead. We can hear
it. So this is for you, Amara. I'll always miss you.
And it's hard at the end.
I love sitting on the couch watching Real Housewives of Atlanta. You really became a part of me. But you had to go. And on this Christmas, I wish you well. And please don't ever come back.
Justin, you're almost tearing up.
Thank you.
Seriously, we shouldn't joke about this because this is something that he's been dealing with for quite a while and almost too long. And it can be very serious.
Yes.
An infection that goes untreated can kill you.
Yes.
And so luckily yesterday you went to the dentist and they immediately shipped you off to the ER.
Yes.
Where you were lanced and sliced and diced like a Christmas goose. My lord.
By the end of it, I look like the final bad guy that you have to face in that video game Final Fantasy IV. I had tubes coming out of everywhere. I was growling. I was drooling at the mouth.
But they did numb you. Was that the worst, though?
Sometimes that
needle to numb can be the...
It was very bad because they gave me 3 shots of Novocaine first, which did nothing, and then they had to stick it right into Amara.
Ugh.
And when they stuck it into Amara, that was painful, but it ended up working. So we're gonna go for a follow-up today and just make sure she's gone.
We've been bid a fond farewell to...
Yes,
oh, and you Amara. Do have a follow-up today.
Yeah, so that was the funny in memoriam. But we also, our hearts in Hudson are heavy because one of our local people here, Jeffrey Aronoff, just passed away. He was 62 years old and he had some heart issues. And you might know him. He was, I guess, technically a weaver. Not a weaver, part of my family, but he actually wove things and scarves and things of that nature. And he was very much loved by a lot of people in Hudson. So to Jeffrey's family and friends, our hearts are heavy, and we wish you all well in coping with this loss.
Absolutely, and I think also in world news we should just mention, you know, we had some American troops who were killed overseas in Afghanistan, and,
yes.
You know, it's horrific this time of year. So our thoughts and prayers and hearts go out to all military serving this time of year. You can't be home for Christmas, and that's, you know, that's kind of crappy, but we are appreciative that they do it. So,
yes.
Yeah, Columbia County has had some interesting times lately. We don't want to bring the show down.
Yeah, maybe let's cut this music off.
All right. Goodbye, Amara.
Okay. So, on a happy note, we want to say happy birthday to Nicola Durham, our favorite worker out there at ShopRite. We love you long time, Nicola. And we do have more to come. I think we're going to take our
CD
musical break. And this is Holly's choice. This time.
I do. This is one of my favorite Christmas tunes, and it's not really a Christmas tune, but I do love, as an elected official, I found, you know, you get to go to a lot of events, and I used to go to an event for Martin Luther King put on by the Shiloh Baptist Church, and I really enjoyed it as a young white girl, but it was a lot of fun, and
well, you got
welcoming.
Soul, honey. You got soul.
I do have soul, but so this is it's Silent Night by Solomon Burke, and it's a little bit untraditional. It's more like it's a Baptist gospel type song, and but it touches me. I love it, so thank you. This one's gonna go up, and we're gonna press play, and here it comes. So we'll be back.
All is gone, and all is bright. You know around the young virgin and mother and child. Holy, holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace, yes, he's sleeping in heavenly, oh glory, hallelujah. Let's sing it again for the world, everybody. Silent night, holy, holy. All is gone, you know, all is bright, around the young virgin and mother and child, holy, holy, sweet Jesus, so tender. Yet he lays there sleeping in heaven, heavenly peace. Oh, yes, sir. Jesus. is just asleep in heaven. Now listen to me. Oh, holy child, so sweet and holy. You know he's the Savior. He's our King. He'll bring peace to everything. And oh, how we'll pray and praise his holy, holy name. For his love will grow, not just for 2,000, but 10,000 years and years. Yet he sleeps in heaven. When the river was roaring, when the water was flashing, Jesus just lay there sleeping. In heaven, let heaven be peace. Oh, I love him tonight. Silence. With my choir just sing, just I just want you to know tonight, for those of you tonight that need Jesus, for those of you that need a special blessing right now, I want you to know that there's hope right now. For you and your children's children. For you, mother, for you, father, for you, sister, for you, brother, for you, Aunt Susie, for you, Uncle John, for you, grandma, for you, grandpa. There's a will, there's a way. You don't have to worry about it. Some of you right now may be lost, but I want you to know that if you trust in God, there will be a way for you. God can work that miracle in your life right now. And yet he's just sleeping in heaven, sleeping. Oh, glory, hallelujah, sleeping. Oh, my. For those of you that lost that someone this year, those of you that lost someone last year, I want you to know it's all right. It's all right. I just want you to rest back and just reach back and say, I thank you for how you brought me this far. I thank you because you've been so good to me. I may not do what I used to do, but I'm so glad I can do what I do right now.
I am so glad I can do what I do right now. That was Solomon Burke doing a version of Silent Night that just really gets to me, that sweet baby Jesus sleeping through all of this turmoil going on in our world. So it is a moment of hope and peace
for
the world.
Beautiful song.
So we're back live. You're listening. You've been listening. Santa and his elf just dashed off back to the North Pole to finish their preparations for their big night. And this is Something to Talk About on 90.7. I don't think I said that when we first came on because of the kerfluffle that was happening. But 90.7 on FM. Your FM dial. Mm-hmm. Welcome back, everyone. So we're going to start with our much anticipated top 10 a la Baba Walters list.
Baba Wawa. As Rosanna Dana used to say on Saturday Night Live. Barbara Wawa.
So go ahead, Justin. You're gonna
so
start.
We're going to start. Well, we're gonna go from 10 to 1. I'll say my number 10. You say your number 10.
Okay,
and I have a little blurb that I wrote about each birthday.
Okay,
so my number 10 is Ifeiteo Cobbins. Now, if you don't know Ifeiteo, she's a local poet here in Hudson. She's been writing poetry since age 11. She's 36 years old now. She regularly performs at Helsinki's Open Mic. She's performed with Operation Unite, has hosted Open Mic at Savoya's, which goes from 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock on certain nights, and the sign-ups are at 6 o'clock, so check that out. She's also hosted at Jason's Upstairs Bar for a few years, has read many times for SBK functions, TSL, the Hudson Area Library, Chamber of Commerce, John Doe Books and Records, The Half Moon with Lady Moon and Eclipse. Poetry is her passion, and she says it's a passion that she pursues constantly. It gives her the patience to understand the rhythm of life, and she says it's a magnetic force that holds her down like gravity, and it keeps her grounded. Ify came out with her very first book of poetry a few years ago, which is on my coffee table, and I must say, if you've never seen her perform, you really should. She combines her life story together with the struggles of the world, and somehow she finds beauty in the process. So thank you, Ify, for your touching words and being my number 10.
Wow, fabulous.
Thank you.
You are going into great detail. That's wonderful. You're number 10. I won't have
I
as much detail, but yeah.
That's okay.
Wow. We will be going over. We'll be going over, folks. All right. My number 10 is none other than Justin Weaver, a.k.a.
Thank you. You're
Girl
kidding.
Gantua.
Oh, my goodness.
No. And we should clarify or quantify or give a disclaimer, if you will, that, you know, this was very difficult to do. I don't know how Baba does this, to pick just 10.
Yes.
You know, it was very difficult to do, and it was difficult for me to number, but I did it this morning quickly. But yes, so number 10 is Justin Weaver.
Well, thank you.
Girlgantua, you know, entertainer of the year. How many?
Twice.
Entertainer of the year. But just to be so, you know, come so far and to be yourself and not be afraid of who you are. You know, you own it, you work it, you love it, and it really shows. And
wow.
You're also, though, a very caring person. You care about the community. You've been putting out calls for toys, and I know you're very involved and active in the community. So my number 10 is Justin Lee.
Well, thank you. I'm very honored. That was very touching. I'm going to cry. I'm trying not to cry.
See how sensitive and emotional.
My number 9 is Alana Hotman from the Red Dot. She's the owner of the oldest continually operating restaurant and bar in Hudson. They opened on Bastille Day in 1999. It's been going strong ever since.
Wow.
It was the first really socially accepting restaurant of its kind in Hudson. You'll find a mix of people at the bar and in the dining room. A lot of the reason is because of her openness and acceptance. That seems to be one of her mantras. People come from far and wide just hoping that they can catch some of her humor, watch her poke fun at her staff or a customer, or just sing one of her favorite songs while sharing a story or two. She's very conscious of the less fortunate. She's one of the most charitable people I know, which could surprise some people who've only seen her bold, in-your-face, tilt-like-it-is persona. Alana spent many years in the fashion industry, and her talents are certainly on display during Christmas, as her decorations have international reputation. For 17 years, she's made sure that the people of Hudson, from far and wide, can mix and mingle, enjoy a few laughs, great food at reasonable prices, and just have a great time. And thank you for that, Alana. Here at number 9, I do have an honorable mention, and that is Denise Keegan. And she really does bring in the most customers due to her no-nonsense, Nazi-like attitude with customers. Well, that's according to Yelp. But the gays love her. The gays love her because she doesn't take any crap. And, you know, she's a show all her own, and everybody loves her. So an honorable mention here at number 9 is Denise Keegan.
Very nice. And yeah, I agree with that, Denise. I don't know if Yelp can be a little bit harsh, I think.
But you know what? If somebody said something like that about me on Yelp, I'd be really upset. But Denise laughs at it. She's like, oh, you know, they're mentioning me. Who cares? Keep it coming.
Keep it coming. Okay.
She dodged bullets in the Congo.
Well, so, that sounds like a story for Monday
she
night.
She could take a few reviews.
The clerk Christmas party. We'll be listening to that story for a while.
So
my number 9, after much thought and deliberation, goes out to Annette Perry, who feeds the babies
in the
city of Hudson. Thank you. Yes, you know, we had Annette on as a guest, and she really is a very caring soul, and, you know, taking time out and trying to coordinate that is a big effort. And now it hasn't been cold, but I know she cares about the people in her community, and she's a caring person. So she's my number 9.
I agree
with
that.
Shout out, Nat.
Good one. Hey, Nat. My number 8 is Carol Osterink. Visiting Hudson in 1991, Carol left a publishing job and rented a house in Red Hook, where she intended on living a quiet life in the country and writing. Well, that was until she fell in love with Hudson. She left Red Hook, she bought a house in Hudson, and has done anything but go quietly into life's shadows. She most famously is the birth mother of the Gossips of Rivertown, where she is always on the pulse of what's happening in our city. She's been involved in politics as an alderwoman, I don't know what you should say there. She's one of the biggest proponents of the historical preservation of our oldest buildings, and she's an admitted foodie and dog lover. Just ask her newest best friend, Joey, who goes everywhere with her in our lovely city. Thank you, Carol, for keeping us informed in your witty way and for always taking care of our precious architecture.
Oh, very nice. Well-deserved. Well-deserved.
Yeah.
This is number 8, right? Is that where
we are?
We're on eight. 8 is great. My number 8, and I know you're keeping it more Hudson-centric, but I am kind of...
Sure.
I'm branching... What was my My 10 and my 9. Well, that was Hudson. But so now I'm branching out in the county. And it's actually a whole group of people. My number 8, the East Coast Riders.
Ah,
it's a motorcycle club. Oh, boy. I'm going to. No, it's a riding club. It's not a motorcycle club. It's a riding club. But they just raised $16,000 for hospice.
Wow.
And turned it over at their annual Christmas party. So it's a great bunch of guys and gals.
Yes.
They're doing great work. They sell raffle tickets every year for a Harley that you can win, and all the money and proceeds go towards hospice. And so they donated $16,000 this year. So a shout out to the members of the East Coast Riders, which is a riding club. I don't want to mess.
Thank
it
you,
up.
East Coast Riders.
Yeah.
Excuse me. My number 7 is Giovanni DiMola, a photographer, DJ, and music supervisor based in New York and Hudson. His photography explores the themes of transience, presence, and identity, capturing the intimate effects of subtle motion and natural light. Yes, everybody, I did write all this. His work has been exhibited everywhere. He's been in many magazines, including Italian Vogue and Vice magazine. He performs at festivals and private events, curates music for private and public events. He serves as music advisor to An Upstate of Mind, a digital magazine dedicated to the modern traveler in upstate New York. He says in his own words that he likes playing with the lines that separate gender, sexuality, and the sort of roles that we play without knowing it, the person or identity you bring to a portrait session. Speaking of identity, his latest project is a limited edition run of his newest art book, Identity, which is a collection of portraits and landscapes taken in and around Hudson. He will be using the funds from his campaign to edit and package his book for a retail version published through a premium art book publisher. And you can find all that information at GiovanniDiMola.com. Thank you for always being on the pulse in the most artistic way of our community, Giovanni.
Very nice.
Thank you,
Giovanni. My number 7 goes out to Hudson's favorite former toll collector, Liz Coleman, who
aww,
always gave a ticket with a smile. She was always
such a happy meter maid.
Did I say toll collector?
You did.
I'm sorry. Meter maid.
There's a difference.
Though there's a big difference. Yes, meter maid, although that's such a disparaging comment, too. But she was the parking attendant lady. How about that?
Yes.
Whatever she did with great verve. You know, she was always just a really happy lady, always smiling, you know, because sometimes, yeah, when you're giving out parking tickets, people can get really nasty and in your face. And, you know, she never let it get her down. She always smiled. It maybe even annoyed people because I know she would sign with the little
hearts
her
over the eyes instead of a dot.
She was one of my biggest cooking proponents.
She is one of your biggest
and she's
fans.
listening right now.
Yes.
So she's down in Virginia. She's listening. We love you, Liz.
We lost her, but yeah, we do still love you, Liz, and we'll miss you. They can't replace you. You are irreplaceable. So my number 7, Liz Coleman.
Well, my number 6 is Cassandra Cumming from the Red Dot. Bartender extraordinaire for over 10 years. She shows us that bartending for her is not just a job, it's a career. And it's a career that she's mastered, as she has twice won the coveted Best Bartender of Columbia County Award, which is part of the Best of Columbia County Awards in the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce and Register Star. You know, the old way of getting drinks into your bartender is to write them down. Every restaurant these days have a computer. The Red Dot does it the old way. You know, the servers go up and they scream drinks at her, and she's got to remember all the drinks in addition to taking care of her people at the bar. And she does it. She's quick. She's organized. She engages everybody who walks to the door. She can be a little saucy, just like Denise and Alana. But she also lends an ear when it's needed. And sometimes watching her is like watching a ballet, and it's quite beautiful. So why go see a Broadway show, I say, which costs a couple hundred dollars, when you can go and catch one from her for free whenever she bartends? Thank you, Cassandra, for keeping us entertained and liquored up.
Always a good thing. Was that your number 6?
That was number 6.
Okay, just misspoke to somebody. My number 6 goes out to, and it's a couple, but the Wallflowers.
Yes,
the Wallflower family have been. Thank you. Well, you know, they've been a long time, and I want to say that their establishment might be the longest running establishment in the city of Hudson, because they've been in a couple different locations. But
yeah.
Savoia's has been around for a very long time.
Yeah.
Run admirably by the Walthour family. They also are always there for their community. And I know they've actually come under some duress on several different occasions, and unfair duress, based on some people's stereotypical habits that happen sometimes in places like this.
But they
this.
Always so they always rise above.
They rise above. They rally. They're great for the community. It's nice to have a place like that. They're still going strong, and so that's my number six, the Wallflowers.
Wonderful number six.
Thank you.
Number five is none other than Miss Holly Tanner.
Oh.
You made my list, too. I swear we didn't have this planned, people. So number five, Holly Tanner, mom of two. This farm girl was elected into office in 2002 and has been our county clerk for the last 14 years. In becoming county clerk, she became the youngest ever elected in the state. She is a member of the Hudson Lions Club, chairperson of the Honor of Vet Committee, vice chair of the county GOP, county commissioner of DMV, records management officer, clerk of the Supreme and County Courts. I mean, that's just when she's not busy. I mean, it's like, really? She also has the unique distinction of being well-liked by both Republicans and Democrats, which is a really unique distinction. Everybody loves her. And this year marks one of her proudest moments as she is my co-host. Her laugh is contagious, and so is her heart. Thank you, Holly, for all you do.
Justin, that was very sweet.
You're welcome.
Oh, goodness. That was very sweet. Thank you for those kind, kind words. Can he hold for, because we're almost there. Where my number five is a supervisor in the city of Hudson. And this could go for a number of supervisors. You know, you think of Ellen Thurston, who is not, she stepped down. She's not going to be supervisor anymore. And she does wonderful stuff in the community. And Sarah Sterling as a supervisor, you know. So this was kind of difficult. But I did pick William Hughes as my number five.
Billy Hughes.
Minority leader. And I don't know if this is well known, but he actually started out on the dark side, on the other side of the coin. He was a Republican, and he did switch, which is fine. But he is another one, too, where he gets along with everybody. He's not partisan at all. He's very, let's just talk through things and work out, because we have the best interests of the county or the city at heart. He doesn't play the typical games that some things that get played in politics. So he's also very involved in his community and making sure that we just did a thing with toys. He had a family come to him needing some help with Christmas, with some interaction with Santa. So he's he's a good symbol, if you will, for his group, if you will, his abilities to lead people and move forward. So my number five, William Hughes.
Well, my number four is here in the studio, and that's Miss Trixie Starr. I'll do the little blurb that I wrote, and then we'll interview Trixie. So a drag queen, a baker, and a dance party maker. Trixie Starr, a.k.a. Rich Volo, founded Hudson Pride Foundation and began the Hudson Pride Parade, which draws people by the thousands every June to Hudson. Trixie's Whorehouse is her dance party she created. How long ago?
Seven years ago.
And that draws in every imaginable type of person, and egos and agendas are left at the door while people shake their booties in unison on the floor. She started Trixie's Oven a few years ago, and her cookies, now at 12 varieties, I think, are a Hudson favorite and can be found at various locations throughout town and at www.trixiesoven.com. Sorry, I just had to take a picture. She's the mastermind behind GayHudson.com, which is now home of a video blog where people in the area with a story are interviewed and showcased. In this coming year, Trixie will host Hudson's very first public access TV show. In her spare time, she runs for office, makes her money as manager of support and implementations of MyComplianceOffice.com, and is now Hudson's newest bingo inspector. Yes, people, we have a bingo inspector. She'll tell us about that in a minute.
Bingo inspector.
On a personal note, Trixie, you have been very instrumental in helping me to create Girl Gantua Jones, so I thank you from the bottom of my heart for that. You're lending me wigs and giving me advice and such. And, you're always helping people of all ages become more comfortable with being gay. And you make acceptance, tolerance, and inclusion a constant goal. And for that, and from all of us in Hudson, we love to thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
And that reminds me, you still got that wig.
I do. I do. So
I hate to ask, though, can we wait? Because I have a caller on the phone, can we finish our list and then we'll interview? Because we have been given permission to
go over a little bit, yeah.
So that was number four,
that
right?
That was number four.
Trixie, congratulations.
Yes,
very
congratulations.
Nice. My number four, I'm going back out into the county now, goes to, he's the current chairman of the board, Pat Gratton. And he is no longer going to be chairman of the board.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, that's going to Matt Morrell. But Pat is still supervisor of the town of Kinderhook. But I just want to say, you know, for someone, again, when you're speaking in the political world, Pat also has the ability and does very regularly include everybody. He's not at all partisan. And we really accomplished a lot as a county while Pat has been chairman of the board the 4 years that he served. Taxes were held, we were only raised, not even 1% were county taxes raised, and we only spent 1.8, I believe it was, million out of the reserves, the reserve fund. So that's when we did some research, and the previous 4 years, mm-hmm. and these are what I'm talking about. it's always been that way for a long time. The previous 4 years, there was two different chairmen, and taxes were raised almost 10%, and we spent over 10.9 million dollars out of the reserve. So Pat really did a marvelous job, even just in the financial thing, but we renovated the courthouse, we kept DSS in the city of Hudson, we sold Aquamic, which was a nightmare, you know. He really just accomplished a lot as chairman, a great leader. He did an excellent job as chairman, and so he's my number four.
Well, that's a good one.
Thank you.
My number three doesn't actually live in Hudson, and it's Mother Nature. I had to put her on here. I am Weather Will Weaver.
And she beat Trixie and me.
Trixie and you.
Wow. don't fool with Mother Nature.
That's right.
Not nice.
And this is what I wrote about her. The personification of weather itself. This woman has shocked and surprised us all this year with the warmest temperatures on record. Warmest November ever. And tomorrow will be the warmest ever in our area on Christmas Eve. 70 degrees. Unbelievable. She is the brainchild behind Weather with Weaver. I can't say anything negative about her. However, I will say this. As I said before, the only way you're getting a white Christmas this year is if you dip yourself in flour. Okay. Okay, who you got for number three?
Excellent.
Oh, wait. Excellent. Yeah, number three, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Number three. Mother Nature, that was an excellent one. And she certainly does throw us through a loop.
She's very noteworthy in 2015.
Whatever, yeah, she's just on a whim. My number three, going back out in the county, goes to Lynn Cross. Lynn Cross runs a rescue for horses and other animals out in Old Chatham. And she does this on a shoestring budget. And she's done some marvelous things where you hear of these cases, and it's especially true with horses, because especially thoroughbreds, there's a large population of them. And if they're not successful at the track, a lot of times they get sold for slaughter.
Right.
You know, it's just horrific what happens. And in some parts of the world, I know horses are viewed as meat. In America, no, not so much. And so a lot of times, you know, it's just really horrible to think of what happens to these companion animals. So Lynn goes out and rescues them and brings them back to her farm or tries to find homes. But there's also the cases of with the economy when it turned, you hear in the news about animal abuse and people unable to feed their horses.
Yeah.
And you see these horrific cases of these, you know, skin and bone horses, and the Humane Society and the police work very closely with Lynn. And, you know, she comes in and rescues them and takes them and brings them back to health. And if you're friends with her on her Facebook page, you can learn more. But it's Lynn Cross.
Thank you, Lynn
three.
Cross.
She does excellent work.
My number two, you've already mentioned, is Elizabeth Coleman.
Oh,
Liz
Coleman. You're the only double mention.
But I have more information on her.
Oh, I bet you do.
She was born June 7th at Clement Moore Hospital. She met her husband, Willie Coleman, who was the favorite greeter at Walmart, also a very beloved soul here in Hudson. They met in 75, and they've been together ever since. She's known as Hudson's friendliest meter maid for 11 years until her recent retirement. And she says her greatest accomplishments are her three children, John, Kristen, and Kayla. Before stealing our hearts as our city's meter maid, Liz worked at the St. Charles Hotel and the hospital. She says her greatest role in life is grandma to her boys, Everton and Lexington Higgins, who are her heart. Now retired, Liz and Willie just left Hudson last week, and she's looking forward to her new life in North Carolina and being mommy to Boo Boo, her diva doggy.
Oh, she does have a diva dog.
And she
says
her heart will always be in Hudson, and Liz, you will always be in our hearts, and thank you for teaching us what a good person is all about.
She really did. Yes, she did. So shout out to Lynn for making both of our lists. I did just want to mention my number.
Said Lynn. Liz.
Because I'm thinking back to my number. My number three, Lynn Cross, the name of her farm is Little Brook Farm. If you want to look that up on Facebook and make a donation, she would most appreciate it. And yes, we do appreciate Liz Coleman. Yes.
We're at number two. You're number two. We're almost there. We're going to make it.
Two.
We're going to interview Trixie, too.
Yes, we'll go a little over. Yeah. My number two is Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin, and he happens to be on the phone.
He's been very patient
with us. He has been very patient. So now I'm going to see if I can bring him up. Let's see. I got
to
do that.
We're going to try to bring Steve into this conversation.
I'm
he's
do...
still. Did he just
Where
hang up?
Go?
I just saw a light
here
go
it is.
Off.
Steve, are you there?
Yep.
Hi,
oh,
Assemblyman.
Wonderful.
Yay. So let me just do a little bit of a bio. Steve McLaughlin, you're my number two on our top 10 list of people in Columbia County, Steve. Because a true representative who watches out, again, both sides of the aisle for just the things, everything that's wrong in Albany. And Steve isn't afraid to take on everyone from the governor to anybody. And we just all heard in the news that Dean Skelos was convicted. Yep. And Steve, you know, it works both ways. If you're doing bad things, it doesn't matter what party you belong to. And so what really put Steve over the top for me was he's trying to pass legislation about Spirit of 76, which would enable bills to come directly to the floor if you have. Is that right, Steve? Is it 76?
Yeah, that is right. Spirit, 76 members of the legislature. First of all, let me say thank you for this great honor, and it gives me something to shoot for next year to be number one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she made you number two just so you keep on listening.
Well, exactly. That's right.
That's right. Oh, but yeah, really, so tell us about this legislation, because what happens with the leadership of the in Albany would just, if they didn't like something, they would hold it in committee forever, right?
Well, they bottle it up, and the committee process has become a way for the leadership on both houses, which is Republican and Democrat, Senate and Assembly, it becomes a way for them to bottle up legislation and effectively kill it and never let it get out of committee. And it happens all the time. And if I'm correct, I got to double-check my numbers, but I'm pretty sure we had an overwhelming number of sponsors, for example, on the pension forfeiture bill. That was killed on the last day, which would have entailed convicted politicians basically losing their pension, which I think the public overwhelmingly agrees with.
Right.
We had a deal. It was supposed to come to the floor for a vote on the last day of session, and it was killed. So, and I'm not so sure, to be honest, not to be conspiratorial, but I'm not so sure that the two houses of the legislature don't work together and say, okay, you guys go ahead and pass it, we'll kill it.
Wow.
In fact, I'm pretty certain that stuff like that goes on. MMA is another example where we have an overwhelming number of co-sponsors, can't get it out of committee onto the floor. And, effectively it kills a representative of the public. We're there to represent our constituents. I'm not there to listen to or to vote on only things that the leadership deems worthy.
Right.
And I want to give credit to Assemblyman Jim Todisco.
Mm-hmm.
He came up with this great idea. I was thrilled to join with him, as well as Assemblyman Pete Lopez. So the three of us are leading the charge, and then just as of yesterday, we had 10 more join us, and I expect as word gets out, we'll have many, many more.
That's great. Well, you are the watchdog of Albany. You're saying your motto is drain the swamp, and I know that that does go.
That's my motto, too, but for different reasons, Steve.
It goes on both sides of the aisle, and we appreciate you being there. I know you're a strong Second Amendment supporter. You're there for veterans and your constituents. You work very hard, and so you are number two, but you're always number one in my heart. Steve McLaughlin, love you.
Congratulations, Steve.
Thanks for calling in, honey.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you guys and everybody listening. And Holly, it's great talking to America's favorite county clerk.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye, dear.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
He's got a nice voice.
Doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's cute.
Lizzie. Okay. Oh. You said that in the air.
I know. It's okay. Everyone knows.
Okay. So are we at number one?
We are number one. Drum roll.
My number one is the one and only Tiffany Martin Hamilton. And, you know, she surprised many people in this area this year. Tiffany unseated two-time mayor Bill Hollenbeck in becoming the very first female mayor of Hudson. Wife and mom of two, Tiffany held her ground through debate after debate after debate and didn't shy away from what we were always, what were always the powers that be here in Hudson. There's not much more I can say that hasn't already been said about this lady, as she's been under a looking glass for this entire year. But I will say that we're all looking forward to what she brings to Hudson in 2016. And congratulations, Tiffany, on being my number one of 2015.
You know, that was Tiffany was one who was on my list of potentials. And
an honorable mention.
Honorable mention, absolutely. And I do just have to give props, you know, as first female mayor, which is not a reason to vote for anybody just because you're a girl or a boy, but it is still really exciting that that was able to take place in Hudson. And, you know, we're looking forward to seeing what these 2 years bring. I have to give the station ID. We are at the top. We're over, but that's fine. We're being told. But I do want to say you are listening to live local radio. You can't get this anywhere else, folks. WGXC.org and 90.7 FM on your dial. So thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, I would like to say, though, they could get us someplace else for a nominal fee.
Yes, Justin and I, we will go on the road, absolutely. Although we don't have an exclusive here, but we kind of do. So is that all right? That was good. I did the station ID.
Good.
My number one, and then we're going to. Oh, good. I'm getting a thumbs up. So my number one is none other than Congressman Chris Gibson.
Chris Gibson,
and you know, I didn't really even have to think that much about this. I've always been a fan of Congressman Gibson ever since he first became involved in politics. A retired colonel from the Army, you know, military man. He saw active duty in Afghanistan, you know, led troops. And so he has that leadership ability, but when he came back, you know, so he was away from his family. I want to say he was in the military for quite a while. When he came back from being on active duty, you know, he could have gone off and done anything. And what does he do? He decides to go into public service and run for Congress. And he was successful. He's been successful. And it's my theme. And you said it when you spoke about me. But Chris is another one who, again, is willing to work with both sides of the aisle, because that's how you get things done. And, you know, some issues, and it's not always going to be that you're going to agree on every issue on both sides of the aisle, but at least there needs to be an ability to have discussion and open dialogue and not revert to some things.
He give like his whole salary to our national debt?
Because he gets a pension from the military. He donates his entire salary.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, that really is. That was a good point, Justin. And he just, you know, he's done some legislation. And the one thing that I'll mention out of his long resume of things that he's accomplished is Lyme disease, which Columbia County is like the epicenter of Lyme disease. And he really pushed forward for legislation to help with funding to help the serious issue. You know, it's not going to be these big things that wipe us all out. It's going to be those little tiny ticks, because they are awful.
That's why I didn't get a Christmas tree this year.
Right. Yes. The ticks. You mentioned that at our last show. Chris Gibson, my number one, always has been and always will be. Sorry, Steve McLaughlin. But, you know, I just think the world of him, and he does so much for us, and we're happy that he's our representative. So thank you, Chris.
Yes, thank you, Chris. And that's our top 10 list. We got through it, and Trixie's still awake.
And she's still
here. She's still here. What a trooper. So, where's our cookies, damn it?
I know, right?
Oh, that was part of the get out. No, just kidding.
So, bingo inspector.
I know. You know, it's I'm honored. The biggest challenge with being the city of Hudson's newest bingo inspector is really not letting it get to my head. Well, wielding the power unfairly.
Yes. The power.
What do you do? Do you go around bingo and check inspector. The balls? Or that came out the wrong way. What do you do as bingo inspector? I didn't know that there was a bingo inspector position. Is that?
There is. There always has been. You know, and it's not only Hudson, but there's like other municipalities. You know, if you have bingo, it's, you know, laws and gaming, and, you know, basically you go around with a checklist to make sure that, you know, things are being followed the way they should be. And, you know, like places like where they do bingo for money, where so it's like, you know, the Elks or places like that.
So it is to make sure that the rules are being followed. Nobody's
right,
taking a fig.
Because it's gambling.
Right, yeah. Right.
Do we have, so we have bingo at the Elks. Are there other places?
DFW.
Oh, American Legion too, right? American Legion.
It's popular, isn't it?
Yeah. So there's a few
bingo.
Places. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's bingo that happens, which is not for money, which is like at their fireman's home, which I had the privilege of calling bingo numbers at the fireman's
awesome.
Home, which was great. Which because I get a little verklempt because, you know, it's like they had this big bingo machine, you know, with the
yes.
balls up, and it was like
it was
very high-tech.
The big time of bingo.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It doesn't get any better than that.
Oh,
if you're a bingo ball caller, you know, it's like you died and gone to heaven.
I've actually wanted to do that. I used to be jealous of those old men and old ladies that would sit up there and call the balls, but I like punching the numbers with my bingo daubers. You know,
did
they get rid of the hard cards?
It's a you know, at some places they have like little slide things so people could reuse things. Otherwise, with the daubers you can't reuse it. So you know,
right,
but
when I used to play bingo, because I'm a bingo player from back in the day, girl. we had the hard cards, and we had the paper cards.
Right.
So we would have a mix. One game would be the hard card with the chips, and then the next one would be with the daubers. And everybody would have their like little lucky troll dolls out there and ringing their bells whenever it was 066 and whistling.
Right.
They still do that.
069.
Oh, is it 069 now?
Hello.
Look how things have changed.
Come on.
What happened to the show, Holly? I just want to know, where did this show? We've had a few off color remarks.
It's all in good fun.
But I love
honey.
It. It's holidays. Exactly.
And
gotta laugh.
Amanda Henry is Commissioner of Agent, I believe. So, you know, I work with Amanda and, you know, do more bingo. And, you know, it's just
that's great.
Fun and games. And, you know, I'm delighted. Really, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's going to introduce me to a whole different group of Hudson, which I haven't seen before.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
So I'm really excited. You know, I'll bring cookies wherever I go.
Oh, you're
you
know.
So as
beloved.
Bingo, as bingo inspector, should we expect in 2016 Trixie to actually be calling the numbers at bingo someplace?
You know, you never know. You never know. You know, I did drag bingo for Amanda, actually. She set it up at Camp Hill Ghent, and I was in drag, and I called bingo numbers, and they're like, oh, you know, the older crowd, the older generation, how they're going to feel about it. They loved it. You know, it's like,
well, did you
credit.
Bring your Tupperware, too, with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I brought Tupperware and cookies. Soft cookies.
Uh-huh. Soft cookies,
yeah.
Very good.
But, you know, it's like, they've seen Milton Berle. They've seen Some Like It Hot.
Right,
they're
right.
Not,
yeah.
And you know what? At a certain age, you just don't care anymore.
Right,
right.
You that's
know,
true.
A guy in a dress in this town, really?
Right.
Like, that should turn any heads.
Exactly.
Hudson,
that's
I
just,
mean,
yeah.
That's just de rigueur at this point.
It's just Wednesday, really.
Right? Cross-dressing in Hudson, you got to come up with something else.
Right.
You got to wake up
the
earlier.
New thing.
Light yourself on fire while you're in the dress. Maybe that'll turn some heads. But no, not you. I'm just saying that's how you could turn some heads. And then do you want to talk a little bit about your project that you're working on? I hear you're renovating your basement. You're turning it into a TV studio. Tell us about that.
Very, very public access-y. Right now, actually, a big shout-out, by the way, to the Salvation Army here in Hudson.
Yeah.
Because, and Jill and everyone
they
else is there.
They do an excellent
because
job.
Because they really do an excellent job. I don't think a lot of people even know, but, you know, they feed hundreds and thousands of people, you know, every month. And anyone can go, and you know, and people are not turned away. You need a meal. You just go to the Salvation Army. I just posted a video interview that I did with Jill on GayHudson.com. So it's a cute little like 2-3 minute thing. And she also addresses the issue because some people think that, you know, the Salvation Army and LGBT issues, is there a conflict? But Jill addresses that and she talks about it.
Oh, good.
And, you know, and so you don't have to feel, you know, you could put, you know, some money in the kettle. And and also the big thing is that money stays here within Columbia and Greene counties. So,
and how was that tying it? I felt like you were going to tie that into your...
So I just did the video interview with Jill. And so what will be seen more on GayHudson.com will be like it's a video blog of more video interviews. I interviewed Tom McGill talking about him, you know, taking naked, you know, himself naked.
Very impressed.
Right? but it was good. And, you know, there...
A la what's her name? Who did that? Didn't an actress do that?
She painted herself?
I don't know.
Or she like painted and then went Frida on the wall.
Kahlo, but no. I don't think that's right.
Well, he, well, think of her name. But you could see Tom McGill's.
He was excited.
Yeah.
You could see he was excited. That's what I'm going
to
say.
But that's the plan, is to leave it at that. More and more community-related videos, you know, that people can watch at any time.
Well, we look forward to that.
How do you find that? Like, is it online? Like a YouTube kind of? GayHudson.com.
Now, do you have to be gay to go to GayHudson.com?
I don't think so.
No.
Or be interviewed? I'm like, you have.
Will you turn gay? Will you turn gay if you go there?
That sounds very gay-ish, I think, in general.
Well, you know,
it's
there's
a happy
still,
place,
there's
right.
still some, you know,
the
people
friendly
out
city.
There that are afraid if for some reason somebody goes into the computer. You're gay?
Yes, now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell,
you. Yeah.
Tell your husband. I'm going to tell your husband. Anyway, God, I just went somewhere else in my mind. With
careful.
That. Yeah. People, you know, they think if they go to a gay site, you know, GayHudson.com, that's an informative site. They're just talking about everything. It's not just all gay.
Right.
It's, you know, right. So, you know, if somebody goes into your web browser and sees that you're on GayHudson.com, you're not and if you were called gay, congratulations.
Yeah.
Come hang out with us. We'll go to the Red Dot. Have a drink.
Speaking of which, I think the Red Dot won the poll as being the gayest place in
history. Oh, yeah. So, you know, for Trixie's first poll in bringing back, because GayHudson.com originated
how
many years ago?
Oh, 2007.
Yeah, he used to do these polls, and they were Kennedy Fried Chicken was always an answer.
I love Kennedy.
It was always a selection, no matter what the topic. Yeah. Kennedy Fried Chicken was always there.
Got a lot of votes.
So,
I bet.
He just brought back. You could tell everybody what you did.
Yeah, so the poll is back. So, you know, I'll be doing other things like, you know, best. And, you know, part of also what I'll be doing is putting in more listings because people want to know where to go. I mean, you know, where to eat, where to do brunch. Where's the best brunch in Hudson?
Yeah.
You know, people ask all the time, where should I go here, there, things like that. So,
cool.
You know, there's more. I'll be doing more listings and stuff like that for people.
Well, and I hope one of the listings will include a tea dance because we don't have a Sunday tea dance, which is very popular all over the place. Mm. It's usually a big dance party that's like around brunch time. Mm. It's very popular in gay communities, but I mean, there's no reason.
I thought you did that after Hudson Pride, right?
We did a tea dance, but it wasn't really a traditional tea dance. Happens like around, you know, tea time, anywhere between like 11 and 3.
Okay.
And you have brunch and you have mimosas and there are drag queens and it's a big dance party from like 11 till 3.
And they did.
And there's brunch food, there's eggs and bacon and whatever. And it's just, I don't know where, do you know where that originated? I don't know where that. It's just always what was.
But maybe we could do that. Maybe, you know,
we
especially
should.
The garden and the red
we'll,
dot.
We'll put our minds together. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned, 2016.
Nice. Exciting.
Girl Gantua and Trixie combine forces and create the very first tea dance at Red Dot.
Wow.
Who knows? We'll see.
There you go. That sounds great. Well, I'd love to come down and be interviewed by.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, yes.
Of course,
that'd
of course.
Be great.
And
yeah.
The other big thing is mycomplianceoffice.com, you know, which I set up, which I helped
I
set
up. I
don't
want to be on there.
That's a different website, yes. But, you know, they approached me about a year and a half ago through a friend of mine, through John Schobel. He's like, you know, can you set up an office here? And we set up an office, and now the four of us work, you know, at regular professional jobs here on Warren Street. And we're even like, you know, it looks like we might even be expanding a little bit more. So, you know, bringing real 9-to-5 health insurance, you know, kind of jobs here in Hudson.
That's great.
Like tech jobs.
Great.
So, yeah. So.
Very nice.
Do you have any plans? This is for Keegan. To bring back the bed races?
Bed races.
We're just going to ask every guest from
every
now on.
Every guest,
if
yes.
They
where
are
do you stand on bed races?
I have thought about that, you know, because...
bingo bed.
You know, but
bingo
it's,
beds?
It's a lot. It, from what I understand, too, it's logistics with the bed races.
Huge
it's
undertaking.
Like
mass gathering permits.
Well, not only that, but making sure that each bed has... you have to have regulation.
Oh, liability.
We didn't worry about that back in the day. We just got a bed that rolled, and we just hoped for the best. They pushed us down the... down Warren
in
Street,
this day and
crossed
age,
our fingers and hope we lived.
Right.
Find someone to insure you.
Someone falls off their bed and cracks their head open, and the city gets sued, and there you go. Then it's a party. Yeah,
People are.
The liability issue probably is a.
But stay
bit
tuned,
of
Keegan.
We're
working on it. We're working on it.
We'll try. We know, and he better enter if it does happen. My lord.
What else is going on, Trix? Anything else you want to talk about?
I think that's it. I finished most of my Christmas baking, so we did lots
very
of,
good.
Lots
how
of,
many cookies total?
Oh my God! It's like an incountable. You know, it's funny because I bake so many cookies, and I think to myself, it's like. but there's plenty of other places where people can buy cookies.
But not by you. That's what true. People want, that magic that they know that you're the only baker. They know where it's coming from.
Yeah. But it's amazing how many cookies are eaten here in the city of Hudson. I am constantly amazed that no matter how many cookies I make, it's still, God forbid, like I bake cookies up at the hospital cafeteria, right? If those cookie jars are empty, you do not want to be on. You know, you don't want to be around those, you know, nurses who don't have cookies.
Uh-huh. Watch out.
You know, yeah.
Well, that leads us to our next. You know, speaking of cookies, mm-hmm. New Year's resolutions, and perhaps you're going to join a gym to work off Trixie cookies. Not that there's any calories,
none at all.
But. You know, our next show will be after the new year, 2016.
Yeah, well, I'll save that.
No,
for
I'm not.
Time.
I know you've started working out again. That's good. Me too. I'm going to do this.
And that's why
thing I'm after the holidays. It's like, ugh.
I'm not doing cookies at the farmer's market for this because people give up.
Right. So, yeah, they try to behave.
But it goes back up in
February.
Sales go back
I think.
Up in March.
Yeah, I'm sure
by
they
March,
do.
Sales
yeah,
go back
it's,
up.
Those yeah. resolutions. But one, our guest on January 13th, I believe it is, our next show is going to be Julie Ulmer, who is an organizer. And not a community organizer, but a closet organizer. She is going to come in and talk to us about getting rid of your clutter, how to deal emotionally, because a lot of times clutter has emotions behind it, sentiments. And so she's going to come in and talk to us about how to declutter. You know, that might be one of your resolutions. It's one of mine is, you know, throwing things away. Is it the 13th?
It is.
Yeah, good, good. So that will be our show on January 13th. I have a song to play. Should I play the song, or do you want us to go? Are we okay? We're a little over, but we're like kind of.
Are you guys okay? We're okay. If you're okay.
Yeah, number 17. Oh, I think it's right there. So we're gonna play another Christmas music, right? Which one? This one? Okay.
We got another song.
Play. There you go. This is a more upbeat song. If it goes, is it CD 2 or CD 1? Don't go away, we'll be right back, but enjoy this little bit more jazzier Christmas music. We'll be back, 90.7.
May Christmas bring you happiness. Well, I want you to have a good time.
And that was legendary songwriter and jazz man, B.B. King. Can we hear me? I don't have my headphones.
I can hear you.
Yes.
Good. Jingle, jingle.
You're jingling.
I'm jingling, yes. Happy holidays. It is
oh, I like your earrings. I just noticed your earrings.
Thank you. Yeah, I have jingle bell earrings, too. Thank you, honey.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back, everyone. We've gone over, and the station is telling us that's okay. So uh-huh. Justin and I are like, well, hell, oh, heck yes. Heck yes, we will continue
heck
speaking.
Yes.
Heck yes. Got to watch my little farm girl now. You're listening to Something to Talk About. I just gave you something to talk about. WGXC.org. 90.7 on your FM dial. We have Trixie with us, who's stayed the distance.
Yes.
Yay. Amazing, marvelous. Santa got back.
They let me stay even without cookies.
We did.
They
yes.
really like me.
Yes. Sally.
You're really showing your stamina here today, Trix.
You really like me. Who is that? Sally Fields.
Sally. Oh, I thought it was Sally Struthers.
Sally
Fields.
You like me.
Which
really
I was. I dressed as Sally Field. I think it was like a couple of Halloweens ago. Yes, I'm a nun habit with a big sign that said Union.
Did I see that? Wow. I think I did see that.
Nice. I was the many roles of Sally Fields.
Well, if you were the many roles of Sally Struthers, that'd be a totally different look.
I'm working on that.
All those cookies.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. All things so, Christmas. Any other tidbits
Christmas.
For us, Trixie? Justin, any other news bits that you want to?
I'm sure I've got something scribbled down here. Oh, for Christmas, I want Nick Jonas.
Okay.
I just thought I'd throw that in.
We'll tell Santa that.
Put it out there.
Yeah. You put it out into the universe and you just hope for the best. Oh, there was a fireball. I don't know if you heard about the fireball that was over Nevada and California last night. Turns out it was just Russian space debris. How about that?
Yeah, Russian space. Although I did see the video and some were like, oh, look, it's Santa. And it was really pretty awesome the way it streaked across the sky.
And this is the first year since 1977 that we're going to have a full moon on Christmas.
Yes.
So you got your family over. You got Grandma Clara and Aunt Bertha.
Boy.
You know, just keep them at other ends of the room and other ends of the house because it's going to be a full moon on Christmas. So if you're the fighting kind of family, you might just want to. I don't know what you want to do, but just be prepared that the fights are going to get real interesting this Christmas with the full moon.
It could add to the level of craziness, when families come together. And that's a whole other story that I won't talk about either.
No, but you do have a beautiful letter to recite.
We're going to end with all things Christmas, and we do want to say thank you to Trixie for taking
thank
time
you for
to come
being
in.
Here.
Appreciate
Thanks.
You being here, and Santa and Elf number one.
Yeah.
We know you're probably back at the North Pole with your magic dust already, so thank you.
I feel
you
like we had a lot in the show.
We'd had one heck of a show with
is
our
it
top
still...
10 list. Congratulations to all
yes.
them.
Is it still Wednesday?
It is.
Oh, God. Did I miss Christmas?
Christmas Eve. Eve. So all things Christmas, we're going to end with that famous letter that was printed in the Sun to Virginia O'Hanlon, who has ties to the local area. So this, you may have heard of this. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. So we're going to end. I'm going to read. Do you want to read part of it, Justin?
Sure.
Okay, so I'll read the first and then you can pick up over there. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the Sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon. Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about him. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist, and you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would the world be if there were no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if they did not see Santa Claus, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus.
The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not, but that's no proof that they're not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are in the world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world, which not the strongest man nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that certain and view, I'm sorry, that curtain and view and picture the supernatural natural beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood.
And that, folks, again, was the letter written by Virginia O'Hanlon to the Sun way back. This was published in the Reader's Digest first in 1933. So this is going way back, published in the Sun. So yes, folks, there is a Santa Claus for all those reasons and more. And you guys had me giggling.
Yes, because we know for sure that fairies do dance on the lawn.
Yes, they do. And with that, we want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Happy
Merry Christmas.
Festivus.
Merry Christmas,
happy Hanukkah.
Everyone. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Festivus.
Happy
did
holidays.
You say Festivus?
I did. So.
Happy everything. Happy holidays. And don't be
happy
offended.
New Year.
Happy New Year. Don't be offended if somebody tells you Merry Christmas. They're telling you
That's
something
right.
nice.
That's
you
right.
know,
Absolutely.
Just say, no, we say happy whatever else. And just go along with it.
That's
Everybody
right.
just be happy.
That's
it's
right.
It's the right time of year
Stop
to be happy.
Stop being so PC.
Yes.
All right.
Festivus.
That's
for
right.
The rest of us.
For the rest of us. All right. We'll be back in the new year. Thanks, everyone,
happy
for listening.
Happy everything. Bye-bye.